Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Listen, if you think time's moving slow, it's because you're not in your destiny. But you, I mean, it's just amazing. You could just look at John and watch gray hairs pop out. I mean, he's so in his destiny that just his flame is flying, totally flying. And if you, I mean, if you're just, you know, we may talk about that obviously sometime, probably this month, not today, but there's something distracting us from our destiny, and it's really entertainment. Where people, you know, I had it, you know, while going through this time of recovery and doing what you can do and can't do. Obviously, I sat down a lot and watched a lot of things people were watching, and I'm like, oh my goodness,
yeah,
this is terrible.
Yeah,
this is what they watch every single night, every single day, or something. Oh my goodness, it's like, oh, and it's like continual. Oh no, oh no, and it's like, how can you watch all that and stay in confidence and faith and in love with God? How can you, and we're going to talk more about that, but I just encourage you, you know, as you're entering in 2013, to be on fire for God. We talked about, just going after God in 2013, and you can get that from a highlight, you know, from previously on VFN Radio, but you're not going to be able to go after God while you are, you know, being locked down by what's going in your eye. You know, if you're just kind of, you know, and, you know, it's like, you know, they say that they give televisions to, and yes, young people, we're talking about computers and iPhones and mobile devices. So a lot of young people go, I don't even watch TV. Right.
Yeah.
We'll just talk about visual stimulation in your eye. Okay. And the, but they give these TVs and televisions to prisoners to help them forget they're in prison. I mean, really, the way the mind's designed, the way God's designed this, whatever goes into your eye makes up your body. So if you believe that you are experiencing what you're seeing, you know, the programs and whatever they're watching while they're in jail, it kind of helps them feel better about, you know, where they are, because they don't really notice where they're at.
Right.
But if you pull the TV away from the prisoners, it gets serious, by the way, coming from law enforcement.
Right.
You're talking about some serious fights over you think you two had fights when it just gets serious, because that's their one connection with the distraction to convince them that they're actually experiencing not jail.
Right.
And you need to think about this. In 2013, you know, turn it off. You know, manage it. You know, don't just let it continually go into your eyes and your ears, because it is definitely a tool of the adversary. I've never seen so many things that wants to break down the marriage, that wants to break down family, that wants to break down faith. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just systematically set up to destroy everything that God says is good in the minds and the hearts of men. And you can't watch that and say, what's the big deal? The big deal is, it's Jesus says, you know, Matthew 6:22, you know, whatever goes into your eye makes up your whole body. Mm-hmm. So we're made up of whatever we're allowing to go in our eye. And so I want to encourage you, if, you know, because you're making probably all these New Year's resolutions and all these great, you know, things that you're going to do and believe God for, that is one thing you're going to need to manage to assure those things come to pass in your life. And some things that are going to be unfolding in January, they're going to be sharing with you, you're going to want to pay attention. Mm-hmm. You're going to want to pay attention. You're not going to want to be caught by surprise by what's happening, because, you know, a man who sees danger and prepares for it is wise, but the one that does nothing is destroyed by it. And there's some stuff coming that you can be prepared for, and at least be prepared emotionally for it, you know, and be prepared to respond correctly to it. And if that's all you can do, and you want to not be distracted from that. And the one thing the enemy will want to do is to lullaby us to sleep while he robs us. You know, he says, if Jesus said this, that if the man would have known the robber was coming, you know what I'm saying? Right. Then he would have prevented it. But he didn't. And so the robber came in and robbed, bound him and took everything he had. And that's America right now. America is just not aware that there's a thief trying to steal our liberty, our nation, believe it or not. And most great societies like America have only lasted 200 years. We're already on borrowed time based on history.
Right.
And this is just amazing society, because I've been going back and looking. I guess we're there now. But I've been going back and studying these past, just 100 years ago, 50 years ago, that the way society was, you know, I used to say, you know, people lived, their life expectancy was 47 years. And, you know, hey, that means that we would be with God already and, you know, all this type of stuff. And that you can, you know, work hard, live hard and for God and then go be with God. Mm-hmm. But I, you know, the revelation I got from history is the reason why they didn't make it beyond 47 because they died horrific deaths of disease and poison and they didn't want to live. And they watched one out of every seven children die before the age of 10 because you get a cut and you just die from the cut. They didn't have antibiotics. You know, this is not long ago. They didn't have simple antibiotics. They didn't know sanitary things, you know, different things like that. And imagine today, you know, if you got children and you watch them get sick and not wash their hands, and it just migrates to the whole house. Now imagine not even having that wisdom, not even having running water, you know, and then watching how quickly sickness not only migrates through a house, but migrates through a whole community.
Sure.
Or you watch what happened, you know, on these cruise ships, when this recent cruise ship, you know, that's the very same thing. You know, they had a simple little, you know, deposit, you know, somewhere on a handrail or whatever, and the food, and it just spread like wildfire over the entire boat. And they had to quarantine everybody. Yeah, but they knew they had practical things that they could do. So I'm just saying, that we're very blessed. This is a great society. I mean, even God called Nineveh a great city. God called Nineveh a great city, and that if Nineveh was a great city, I mean, look at what God has done. I mean, just the comfort and the ability to raise your children up in a place that they're not going to be robbed at night, and that you're not worried about people coming into your windows every single night. You know, I mean, obviously there's some areas that it's worse than others in America in regards to the expectancy of crime. But hey, you know, we're making more than 85% of the world's population. Our poorest in America is making more money than 85% of the world's population. I mean, we're blessed. And I sure would hate to lose this. And I'm this is what I really believe. I really believe it. You know, and God says it's done according to your faith. And I'm beginning to hear others witness this as well. And that there is a requirement on our behalf. God doesn't just dump. I mean, sometimes he does reboot. Sometimes he's so good. Don't ever underestimate the goodness of God. You know, sometimes God goes, okay, let me just start over. Not because anybody did anything. Right. It's amazing. And sometimes he doesn't. But the third great awakening, the third great awakening, you know, when you think about it, that the first great awakening, the ramifications of the first great awakening in America was the Revolutionary War, our separation from the king. What came after that was the need to break away from the king who thought he was over the church. That was the ramifications of it. The second great awakening, what came of that was that all men are created equal, right?
Right.
Was the Civil War, that we cannot oppress our brothers. We cannot have slavery in our nation. That came after the second great awakening. Now what's going to come after the third great awakening? You know, what's going to, but obviously they went through look at the turmoil they had to go through when they sought the Lord. They went after God, they went to seek God, but the byproduct of that was they had a fight.
Right.
They had to physically get involved. They had a serious sacrifice, but they just said, you know, this is just not right. The king's not over the church. And it's not right to enslave our brothers. If we're all created equal, like our documents say, and I'm just holding you to what the papers say, as Dr. King said, then you can't enslave your brother. And so the Civil War started. I mean, think about how beautiful that is. You know, people, you try to put everybody in a box, but over half of America, if not more, were just furious about and willing to die for making that right. And that means the heart of America after a move of God was good. Prior to that, it was horrific. There was prostitution, there was wild living and all these crazy things. People were enslaved. But when God moved through all of that, I'm going to look what came. I'm going to look what came. It's just powerful.
Yeah,
but, you know, we got to be willing to do the work. We got to be willing to believe God and get on the front lines and fight the good fight of faith. We got to be willing to die for a cause that's greater than ourselves. You know, and it is. And you look at today's generation, you think, and I'm talking about everybody, not just this younger generation, it's like, we got to begin to live for God and others. We've got to begin to live for God and others. Listen, we live for ourselves long enough.
That's right.
We live for ourselves long enough. Now it's time, and look what's happening. We got to begin to live for God and live for others and trust God with us. You know, trust God to provide for us, as we talked about not worrying and realizing that God's going to provide for everything. And if the birds of the air, you know, are taken care of, we're going to be taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
So 2013, you know, this is what we've been, this is what we feel that the Lord has called us to be right where we are, is to encourage you on this journey to begin to talk to you and have that conversation about, listen, we can do this thing. We have a lot of things that we're going to share with you over time, and we make available continually 24 hours a day that if you can't catch us live, you can catch us on the loop. And if you can't catch us on the loop or live, you can catch us in on your app or on VFNTV.com or on become a Facebook fan at Facebook.com/VFNTV. Listen, we got to stay connected. We got to stay connected. And it's exciting what's going to happen. It's going to take some work. But I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about, you know, what does faith look like today when you're really, I mean, the real, not the stuff that you're hearing about, you know, if you just believe God for this car, you're going to have this car. Mm-hmm, and it's like, dude, mm-hmm. Is that what the creative universe boiled down to? Is you believing for a car? Is that it? I mean, right. I mean, you need a car. Yeah. Right. Yeah. You know, that, you know, you need a car, but is that your entire depth of your knowledge of God?
Right.
You know, a God who holds everything together, that he parts oceans and that he heals and he delivers and he rises nations up and he takes nations down, and that he gave his son so that you can have access to him if you choose to. I mean, think about it. He's so much more than that. You can believe him for awesome things. You know, I think about, you know, the fourth dimension with a young Yi Cho. You got to read that. If you haven't read that, begin to ponder that and bring it into this generation and this time, because it's going to take John G. Lakes and, you know, Jonathan Edwards. It's going to take those individuals who Amy Sibley McPherson's, Mariah Etter's, those individuals that are really ready to rise up and say, you know what? It's just time. It's just time. You know, everybody's looking for the past to be able for something, somebody to do something.
Mm-hmm.
They look around and go, somebody going to do something? And it's right. Like, you know, like, Pat, you are the somebody.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? John, you are the somebody. We are the somebody. You know, we got to quit, you know, looking at others and say, do something. It's time for us to do something. And the answer is not political. The answer is so much more. We'll be talking about that over the year. It's so important to, you know, kind of set a vision. What are we going to do? We're going to believe God for a third great awakening in this year. And we want to partner with you and continue a conversation that keeps light in your eyes, faith in your ears, and hope in your heart. And you can do that. That's what we're going to do. We're going to look at the reality square in its eyes. And we're not going to hide from it. We're not going to bury our head in the sand of denial, but we're going to face the reality. And then we're going to look and see what God has to say about it. We're going to shine the light of God's word, upon it. And then we're going to begin to get inspired about what God says, you know, what he says about that particular issue or what's happening with our lives or whatever. And then we want to be, you know, inspired, not only inspired, like, hey, yes, yes, we want to be activated to begin to put our faith into practice, but to be a doer of the word, as we talk about, and not just a hearer. We don't want to live 2013 as another year of being merely deceived.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like, come on, it's enough of that. We lived enough of the merely deceived years.
Well,
it's time. The greatest way we can be prepared. And I love that. I love the what, John, you probably can tell me that was on Saturday night at the One Thing 2012 conference was, you know, everybody's going out there getting their guns and their rice and everything to be prepared. But the greatest way to be prepared is not to be deceived. You know?
Oh, and, Corey?
Yeah, Corey. Yeah, Corey.
Corey Russell.
Corey Russell, you know, was talking about that. And that's most brilliant. I mean, it's true. That's the whole thing. And what we're doing is trying to tell you, up to this point, we've been saying, hey, this is light. This is truth. And what we're really saying is, this is the real deal. Don't fall for the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be deceived. And, right. And there already is great deception. I just feel this whole wave of other Jesuses being talked about, other gospels and things. It's crazy how far that we've allowed ourselves to go. But you know what? God loves the church, and he will bring back a church that we just say, you know what, God, we've gone adrift. We've gone astray. We want you. And everything that was meant in this plan that's being fashioned against our nation can be stopped.
That's right.
It can be stopped. And why throw away such a great nation?
Right.
You know, why throw it away? Why throw it away a nation in which, you know, that you're able to get an education, you're able to get a job, you're able to have a place to live. You're able to walk, you choose the place that you're going to live. You're able to worship God freely. You have a free mm-hmm. speech that you can talk, that if you get accused of something, they can't just go ahead and take you to some electric chair. They got to bring in to bring you to a jury of your peers. They can't, and they have to present the evidence, and you're innocent until proven guilty instead of guilty until proven innocent, how it used to be. Mm-hmm. And understand, this is an awesome, they can't search you without a warrant. They have to have probable cause to believe that you committed a crime. They can't just say because they don't like you no more because you didn't support them in some political election or something. They can't come in there and start searching your pockets and going through your house and going through, you know, that's a good thing. You don't want to give this up.
It's a great thing.
It's a great thing. But the thing about it is, God's greater than that.
That's right.
And his will can survive outside of our present nation's functioning. But mm-hmm. why? Why do you want to give it up? You know, why do you want to give it up, right? You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.